All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, Mikey, take a little time out here. Let's get a college football blitz in the mix. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of coaching carousel sex appeal here. Let's do it.
Let's get this blitz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more.
All right.
We might as well.
Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Mike. How many issues you got so I know whether you're gonna cut me off or not?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 8, looks like.
All right, let's go.
All right, question number one, have to ask you about this. News of the day, somewhat. L.J. Scott entering the NFL draft. As the MSU voice, do you have an opinion on that?
Should have left after last year. Have no idea why he came back this year. Needed to leave after this year because it made no sense to come back next year. Bye, best of luck. Thanks for the memory against Iowa. Overall, I thought he was a terrible underachiever overall in his career. Very disappointed. It started off with a bang, a lot of hope, the run against Oregon, the run against Iowa. It just never materialized to the point where I felt like LJ was a big difference maker. Next.
All right, I was reading this today. It said, besides the playoff semifinals, the most entertaining bowl game will be the Fiesta Bowl between LSU and UCF. Do you agree with that?
No.
Do you think that's a matchup that you're interested in or not?
No, I have no interest. No Mackenzie Milton, no Greedy Williams, no Devin White. Nah, I'll pass on all that. I don't care. Not a matchup I care about. I'm not getting the real UCF, and I'm not getting the real LSU. Oh, yeah, you're not cutting me off today, are you?
Oh, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to make sure you're done speaking before I hit the sounder.
All right,
next question. Simple one here, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Will Lincoln Riley be coaching Oklahoma next season?
I'm going to say no. I think there's going to be as many as 8 vacancies in the NFL, and I find it hard to believe that he'd turn down all of them. So I will say no.
Where would be a good spot for him? Obviously, Cleveland's the one that sticks out.
Cleveland's
number. Is that realistic?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, the allure of coaching Baker Mayfield and already having a lot of pieces there. I mean, for instance, Lincoln Riley there versus New York. I think the Cleveland job is better than the Jets with Darnold, right? Is it a better job than Miami? Yes. I just have a hard time believing he'll say no to all 8. And I do believe there'll be as many as 8.
But you always talk about it, too. That's the type of guy that you need in the NFL, isn't it?
Yeah.
An offensive guy with how the league's gone. You need that offensive-minded head coach, especially with a young team like the Browns.
So the opposite of what we have with Patricia. Got it.
Are you still steadfast about Tua winning the Heisman? There was a debate today online between Kyler Murray and Tua. Dwayne Haskins has been getting a lot of love with breaking all the records.
I know. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm even allowed to tell you who I voted for. Am I?
Well, I'm not asking who you voted for. I'm saying if you had to, talk about the Heisman race.
I didn't like the way Tua finished the year.
Yeah.
And I know he was banged up, but he looked a lot more mortal. And I thought Kyler Murray, the road game against West Virginia, was incredibly impressive. Performance against Texas was impressive. And I'll leave it at that.
So you're saying you took Tua out? There's some breaking news, though.
Let's go, Kyler!
All right. Everybody calm down.
But that's crazy, though, the fact that when you say the end of the season, the last few weeks, last couple weeks in particular, you think, is it more of what he did or didn't do, or is it more of what the other guys did?
I think it's a combo meal. I thought Tua kind of fell off. I thought Kyler really turned it on. And look, let's face it. I mean, Tua, a lot of those games were against nobody. Oklahoma, that defense put a lot of pressure on Kyler to be better more often. So I'll leave it at that.
Side note, just because I just thought of this on the spot.
Oh, good. Great.
Did you feel good about Jalen Hurts? I know that was the headline.
Oh, sure, of course.
People felt great for him going in winning the SEC title game. Did you feel good for him?
Yes, of course. If you have a heart beating in your chest, you felt good for Jalen Hurts. Yes.
Next question. Kelly Bryant, former Clemson quarterback, transferring to Missouri.
Well, makes no sense.
Your initial thoughts on that? Is that a good fit?
I think it's A, you know, Chad Morris was his primary recruiter at Clemson. Chad Morris, coach Arkansas. He said no to him. Gus Malzahn doesn't have a quarterback on the roster for next year. I thought Kelly Bryant was going to go to Auburn. He said no there. I don't know how Barry Odom and company got him to go down to Mizzou and play, but look, maybe part of it is the fact that Drew Locke is leaving and they got him NFL ready. There's really no NFL pedigree there at Auburn, you know, outside of Cam Newton. Like, do you really think you're going to go down there in Gus Malzahn's offense? Arkansas looks like a dumpster fire. I guess. The familiarity with Morris and the ready-made possible top 10 team in Auburn next year, it was surprising to see him.
That's
go to
where
Missouri.
You thought the best fit was for him?
I thought he was going to Auburn. I really did. But whatever. I'll tell you one thing, they're ready to launch Malzahn out of a cannon down there.
Yeah.
And he's got a $32 million buyout. And I think the clause is if they fired him today, they'd owe him $15 million tomorrow.
And you also mentioned Auburn, was it yesterday when you said that'd be a good spot for Urban Meyer?
Oh, it'd be great. You could cheat in broad daylight.
Which brings us into that perfect transition.
Oh, okay.
Into the next question about Urban Meyer. Quote from him, "I believe I will not coach again."
He left.
First off, do you buy that?
No.
And where would he go?
He left room to coach again. He'll take the year. He'll do a mediocre job on television. And then next year, when Malzahn is fired, he'll go to Auburn. Or next year, when Clay Helton is fired, he'll go to USC.
That's the one I think would be a great fit.
But see, I honestly believe USC already hired their head coach. I think when they fire Helton, it's going to be Kingsbury. And look, Kingsbury could leave. Kingsbury could end up in the NFL. But I think Kingsbury in SoCal is a great fit. And Kingsbury has a lot of swagger, a lot of confidence, good recruiter. I think USC could be a monster with him. I just think that that's kind of there. I still believe if Malzahn survives, Auburn is the perfect spot for Urban.
But don't you think that he could just go to USC and run the Pac-12?
Sure.
I mean, he would have no problem winning that conference every
year.
Urban
could go anywhere and run it except the SEC, but that might be the final challenge is me versus Saban, and we put it to bed who the better guy is all time. That's my sappy little dream.
That would be crazy.
Iron Bowl epic.
He's definitely taking the year off, though. We can all agree on that.
And he'll get paid a couple million bucks to be awful on television.
It's like what happened before.
It's great.
All right, have to ask you about this, too. So there was a story today. This happens every bowl season now, listing all the guys that are sitting out, right?
Yeah.
Rashawn Gary, Greedy Williams, Ed Oliver, N'Keal Harry, just to name a few. I just wanted to – we've talked about this a lot on the show the past couple years. Your thought on that, these guys skipping the bowl game.
I love it.
Is it a no-brainer decision to do?
No-brainer. Period. That's it. I don't have some big expansive thing. These guys are making a business decision. They don't owe the school. They don't owe these coaches. They don't owe the fans. You go out and you get Jake butted, or you get Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
Nobody's there to pay your bills for you. And remember, the insurance policies you sign are only valid if you never play again. So I don't want to hear it.
Isn't that the easy thing to do nowadays as well, to kind of go out there and say, he's given up on his team. What is some character issues here?
Right. Jalen Smith's, I remember reading about the policy that, like, it was only valid if he never played another snap. That's not an option.
Yeah, but that's also a new thing with the NCAA. You can have the insurance policies now. Like, Miles Bridges had a huge insurance policy coming back to Michigan State.
But if he enacted it, I thought it was he couldn't play ever again.
Yeah,
it's not like they're going to be like, hey, you got screwed up. Here's a couple million bucks to make up for it. No, it's like cash in your dream or you get zero.
At least it's a step in the right direction of the NCAA being allowed to fund those.
Oh, okay.
As of a couple years ago, you couldn't even fund them.
I know.
But
the NCAA sucks. Sorry. Next.
That's it. Well done.
Oh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.